The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Next on Life Today, Dr. Don Cobert reveals the key to living in divine health and shares an incredible story of a patient that entered the spiritual health zone.
Her stress response was chronically elicited. When she was able to forgive, that stress response, boom, it reset. And then her stress chemicals returned to normal, cortisol, adrenaline, noradrenaline, settled down to normal, and then you literally saw the peace of God come over. Then she broke out into laughter.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy Trent is with me. How are you doing today?
I'm good today.
Good. Yes. So physically, right, we tend to answer that.
Like, yes.
Spiritually, how are you doing?
I feel like I'm strong, honestly, which is a great place to be.
It is.
Yes.
And you know, today we're going to talk about the fact that your spiritual condition directly impacts everything about you. And you've seen Dr. Don Cobert here on Life Today many times. He's a certified board family practice doctor. So, I mean, he is a medical doctor, but he also knows the importance of your spirit. In fact, he's got a new book, a new series that we want you to get, but we're going to talk about it today. It is called The Spiritual Health Zone. So, Dr. Cobert, great to have you today.
Well, thank you. It's great being here.
Now, this is very interesting because you deal with physical
right
as a profession, right?
Diseases every day. I see diseases every day. Everything from high blood pressure, heart disease, arthritis, depression, anxiety.
So what is this? What is this spiritual thing?
Well, after practicing medicine for over 40 years, I've come to the conclusion that most doctors have missed the keys to longevity, to health, to peace, to joy, to becoming mostly disease resistant and resistant to most mental diseases like depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it's simply following the love commandment. But most Christians don't realize this is a different kind of love that most people think about. Mm. You see, most people see love as, I love pizza. I love football.
I do.
Yes,
I do. I like football. I don't love it because
both together,
love.
A great combination.
But this is a special agape love because Jesus gave us a commandment in John 13:34-35. He says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." Now, in the Old Testament, we are to love our neighbor as ourself, but Jesus upped it. We're to love each other as much as he loved us. Now, that's impossible without the Holy Spirit.
That's right, yeah.
And so, again, people say so many times, well, I've got love, you know, but this is a different kind of love. This is a selfless love. This is a love that loves others with tremendous compassion and empathy. It's the God kind of love. And this love is only tapped into first by being born again and then receiving the Holy Spirit and then being led by the Holy Spirit and then abiding in the vine. As we abide in Jesus and spend time with him, then literally those qualities become our qualities. We develop the love walk where love is doing. It's not just saying.
Yeah.
And so we start to do the love walk when Jesus said in Matthew 25:35, he says, I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. He says, I was in prison, you came visit me. I was a stranger, and all this. And the disciples said, hey, we never saw you hungry and didn't feed. We never saw you thirsty. We never saw you as a stranger. He says, when you did this to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. And so again, we have to be love doers. Mm-hmm. And see, there's four kinds of love, and that's where people get so caught up. And most people, like I say, they think a love is just, you know, loving pizza, loving hamburgers, loving steak, loving jewelry, loving a Rolex watch, loving a nice dress, a nice outfit, nice shoes, a nice home, a nice car. Mm-hmm. But no, you know what John says in John 2:15-16, he says, love not the world, neither the things in the world. He says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father, or agape love, is not in him. Mm-hmm. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. So this is a different kind of love.
And, you know, I think most people, especially Christians, understand, yes, love is key. You know, I want to love. I want to experience God's love. How does that translate over into your overall, even physical health?
Well, again, if we step out of the love walk, for example, there's just a new study that came out that says 70% of the group, 2,000 people, held a grudge. That includes Christians.
Surprise.
When you hold a grudge, that's unforgiveness.
Yes.
When you have unforgiveness, even just a little grudge, you step out of the love walk. Mm. Because, see, love keeps no record of wrongs. That's 1 Corinthians 13:5. And, see, Paul wrote a lot about love in 1 Corinthians 13, but John wrote a whole book on it in 1 John. The whole book of 1 John is about love. And so, again, many emotions throw us out of love. When you're depressed, you generally don't love yourself, and we're to love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
Yeah.
So we think of ourselves as worthless, not valuable, and just they have that attitude, and it's something that we have to, again, get into the love walk, because love needs to be our guardrails. When we stay in God's love walk, literally, our joy, he says that, again, this is the key to keeping your joy full, Jesus said, right hours before he's crucified. Mm. And he says, just as I have stayed in my Father's commandments, you stay in my commandments. So we're, and the love, main commandment is the love commandment. It fulfills the whole law.
Yeah.
So as we stay in love, our joy will be full. We won't have depression. We won't have anxiety. We won't have dread. We live in the present moment, and we don't have to worry.
Yeah.
But then it's great for our immune system. It literally sparks the immune system. It resets the stress response. You see, most people's chronic diseases are literally due to a stuck stress response, where these stress hormones are designed to be stimulated to enable us to flee or fight, you know, an attacker, or to run to safety or something. But what happens when we don't run or fight, we stew in the stress juices, and these chemicals meant to save our lives start to slowly destroy our lives by the chronic effects of stress. So that's what the love walk does. It resets the stress response so it's not chronically activated.
So do you think, you know, as I sit here and listen to you, I feel like we're living in this crazy time, an epidemic of depression, anxiety, anger,
stress.
I mean, all the things, and you use the word grudge. I think, if I'm being honest, many of us are carrying some level of that in our lives. And you talk about the love walk, and I'm just thinking about the person that's sitting there going, that all sounds great, but how do I even get there? You don't know my story. You don't know my hurt. You don't know my pain. I want to be there, but I've been carrying this around my whole life, and I don't know how to find that, even though I know it's in the Word of God.
Right,
but
sure.
What would you say to someone that walked in your office that said, I want that. I just don't know how to.
Well, I see this every day. I do this every day in my practice.
Yeah.
And again, what I do is I deal with trauma, I deal with trapped emotions, I deal with deadly emotions, and just like fibromyalgia patients, I see them almost all the time. We have an amazing success rate, but these people are harboring grudges.
Yeah,
so someone done me wrong song. And what happened, when that happens, again, I have to take them through forgiveness. Just recently, I had a lady with fibromyalgia. She had 30 people on her list, and I named them, and I literally listed a stress response to 30 people on her list. Her church had gone through a split, and she was angry at so many people, including the ex-pastor and the people who took away a lot of the members. And so I took her through forgiveness therapy and forgiving herself and forgiving the pastor. Mm. And then all of a sudden, she had these tight muscles. Her blood pressure was high. She was in chronic pain. I said, now listen, is it worth forgiving these people so you can get rid of this chronic pain, trapped trauma in these muscles in her shoulders and her neck? When I finished, within about 15 minutes, totally relaxed. She was laughing. Her husband was sitting there with his mouth gaping open and just amazed, saying, but I took her through forgiveness, had her repent, have her give it all to Jesus, got her in a super relaxed state. Then I just spoke the scriptures over her, prayed over her, and had her repeat the prayer. Mm-hmm. And literally, I plowed the field, pulled the weeds out, and then planted the seed of the incorruptible Word of God.
So good.
Saw her life change in 15 minutes. Absolutely amazing.
Incredible.
Now, does that happen to everyone? Not if they're not willing. They got to be willing to forgive.
Yeah.
Because this lady had to keep saying, now, do you want to keep this pain? You've had this pain now for 10 years. Do you want to keep it? She says, no, I'll do anything to get rid of this pain. Like, okay, are you willing to forgive? No, you don't understand.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
So again, I had to just finally, I had to get her to acknowledge that she was willing to release and to release that that thorn of unforgiveness that had her trapped. Her stress response was chronically elicited. When she was able to forgive, that stress response, boom, it reset. And then her stress chemicals returned to normal, cortisol, adrenaline, noradrenaline settled down to normal, and then you literally saw the peace of God come over her. Then she broke out into laughter.
Incredible.
And it was absolutely amazing.
Did you make her write that list, or did she come in with a list of 30 people?
No, I made her, and
so
I went through, and I put 30 names on that list. And I had to go through, and each name, we had to name the person, and we literally had to take her through forgiveness.
Yes.
And I said, well, how do you take them through forgiveness? Well, I had her say, now, you're going to need to cancel the debt on this person. We name the person. Mm-hmm. And then in Ephesians 4:32, it says, Paul says, be kind to one another. Now, can you imagine the church at Ephesus? Be kind. Now, you guys, Christians, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ Jesus, has forgiven you. We are to forgive as Christ forgave us. Mm-hmm. And we're to walk a life of forgiveness.
Yes,
if we don't, we have a chronic elicited stress response, and the same stress response meant to save our lives will start to literally drain our energy, will create all this muscle tension, which is part of the stress response, and eventually disease. We'll get high blood pressure, our arteries will constrict, the pressure will shoot up, then we'll get other deadly emotions, and it literally invites, I talk about the tormentors, we can talk about that later, the tormenting diseases into the body.
Okay, so you know, it's interesting because I think most people accept the fact that a lot of chronic disease does come from stress,
right?
And that our emotions can keep our body in a state of stress, the anxiety, the unforgiveness, the worry, those types of things. But yet when we go to a medical doctor, we want a drug to help us feel better immediately.
Maybe 10 minutes
and you're saying that it's not... are we missing really the connection sometimes between body, mind, and spirit?
Well, most doctors only have about 10 minutes. They have to see about 20 or 30 at least a day. And again, I spend an hour, but again, I'm not trying to get paid. I don't need patients. I'm booked, okay? But one thing I do know is we have got to address the emotional, the spiritual, the unforgiveness, the deadly emotions and trauma that is trapped in so many patients. Mm-hmm. And because of these traumas, they have chronic diseases that are not they're not able to clear, and they're having to be medicated.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened. Most doctors are medicating these emotional illnesses and not treating them because the people don't get better generally.
And you're saying, let's get to the root, and oftentimes it's spiritual.
Yes. Now, again, like autoimmune disease, a lot of people with, now, not everyone with autoimmune, but many with autoimmune disease is simply a disease like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, MS, just there's many, there's like 100 different autoimmune diseases. But many times I find people with those diseases have quit loving themselves. Yeah. And when you don't love yourself, your body turns upon itself and starts attacking itself. Just many contributing factors, inflammatory type issues, gut issues. So again, that's not the only thing, but that's a major thing is what we find.
Yeah, there's so many times, Dr. Don, I'm going through something and I think about you and I think, I want to call Dr. Don and just walk into his office and have him just look at me and say, this is what it is. You have held my arms before you, have prayed over my belly, and you're truly amazing. And I do love the fact that you think about mind, body, and spirit. I absolutely do believe in my own life that my thoughts will dictate how I'm feeling, if I will get better. Like, I just took a massive fall on a mission trip a week ago, and everybody has said, "How are you doing?" And it's funny because my attitude has been, "I'm doing great. Praise God." It
Amen.
Could have been worse.
Yes,
it
Amen.
Could have been so
Very
much worse.
Good.
So my language,
yes.
My language, I feel like can change my whole circumstances.
Exactly
now,
right.
It's because I'm working.
Good.
With the things of God.
Yes.
And so I'm careful about the things that I say.
You're lining your speech up with God's Word, which is
yes.
extremely important.
Yes.
So many Christians tell you what their feelings are, but we need to put our feelings in alignment with
yes.
God's Word. It's the Word of God says, let the weak say, I'm strong.
Amen.
If you're depressed, say, I am happy.
Amen.
Speak happiness over
Fight
your body,
it.
Joy over you.
Yes.
And eventually your body will, the autopilot will be reset, like pessimism. These people are set, their mindset on failure. But again,
yeah.
because they're set on failure, they have a failure mentality. And so when you have a failure mentality, there's a root of feeling worthless.
Mm.
Or what's happened is they've had expectations in the past, their hopes have been dashed, so they don't want to ever get their expectation high because they know that it'll eventually fail
right.
and hurt them even more.
Yeah.
So that's a pessimistic attitude. It's based on three things, guys. It's a mindset, really. And again, the mindset is simply thoughts that are negative, pessimistic, that are simply failure-based, thinking that you're going into failure. It's personal. It's all your fault.
Mm.
You're blamers. These people are blamers. They blame themselves. They blame others. They also claim it's permanent because when something bad happens, it's going to be permanent in their case. And it's pervasive. It'll affect every area of their life. And they're stuck on these mental strongholds. And that's why the Word of God tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every
yes.
thought.
Amen.
There's where you go, Tammy, every
yes.
thought to the obedience
yes.
of Christ.
Yes.
And so we have got to set our minds on God's Word and not on our fears, our worries. We've got to stay in the present
That's
and
right.
not worry about the past, fret about the future. We've got to stay in the present moment and just literally walk with God. Let the Word dwell in us, and it'll keep our mind in those guardrails
yes.
and in the love walk and in the peace and joy, because when you have all of that, you become emotionally disease resistant. You become resistant to depression, anxiety, fear, and you become disease resistant in many diseases.
And I can do that without medication.
Yes.
I can change my thinking. I can think on the things of God and talk positively like my arm is healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes, absolutely.
Everything is fixable. I'm going to push through this, Father. So it's like I don't even need medication to think on the things of God, to meditate on His Word and what He says over my life.
Exactly.
The
right.
enemy can't take from me. And I think it's just I'm learning to fight wounded.
Right.
Sometimes, like, do I still feel pain? Yes, I do. It's there. I feel it. I'll go for an x-ray or an MRI next week, so we'll find out more. But it's kind of just staying in that mindset for me of like, I can do all things. I have joy. There
That's
is strength
right.
in that. And I'm going to fight wounded if I have to.
Right.
You know, I think part of the question you may be asking right now is, okay, how do I know if what I'm feeling emotionally and physically is a spiritual issue?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, yeah. sometimes, like in Tammy's case,
yeah.
you know, you break something, I'm going to go have it set with
yes.
the doctor. But if you're dealing with those emotions, those negative spiritual things that Scripture warns us about, you might want to look there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to help you really examine yourself so that you can be healthier. You can get on that path mm-hmm. towards health. You can take control of your own wellness. And you can do that today by getting Dr. Colbert's Spiritual Health Zone. We're going to ask you to help us bring health through a very physical thing, clean drinking water, to other people around the world. And when you do that, we want you to request Dr. Colbert's book so that you can take control of your health. You can
yes.
be spiritually
yes.
and physically
yes.
and emotionally
yes.
healthier.
Yes.
Watch this and see how you can join us as we help you.
The Nile River, the longest river in the world, long associated with the biblical stories of Moses, for millions of people who live in Africa, it is still considered a primary source of life. But for decades now, it has also delivered illness and even death due to contamination. Yet, in countries like South Sudan, it remains the main water source for its people.
I'm here with this mother, her name's KK, and the little baby called Alon, and she's just been explaining to us how she travels down to the river here, her only source of water. She connects this water that's in the bottle here. I mean, you can see just how dirty that water is. I can only imagine how contaminated it is, but what I can tell you is that I can feel the effects of the contamination of this water just by touching this child. The child's burning up with fever. It probably has some form of a waterborne disease as a result of this dirty water that the mother's having to give to its child. And maybe you don't understand what's going on here. Maybe you look at this and you say, but how? How does that mother give her child that water? I would never give my child water that looked like that. Well, she feels the same as you. The only difference is she doesn't have any option. This is the only water in this area. It's the only water she can give to her child. And it might be the very thing that steals her child's life, but her child will die without water. So water that might make her child sick is better than no water at all. You say, but what do we do about that? I mean, what can we do? How can we help that mother? How can we rescue this precious little life? Well, it's so easy. You see, this one life can be saved by one gift. And every time you make that gift, you're saving another life. As you say, yes, I can save 3 or maybe 5 or 10, what you're really saying is, I'll save 3 little Alons. I'll help 3 mothers like KK to rescue their child, to give them the option of clean water, the option that I have. Please, help us today. Help KK. Don't do it for me. Do it for this mother who loves her child as much as you love yours. And do it for this precious little life, a life that doesn't deserve to be stolen by a waterborne disease.
I know when you see things like that, sometimes it raises questions. I've had many questions. In fact, years ago when I was in Africa, I touched the water. You see the dirty water, but if you touch it, it just takes it to another level. And it doesn't smell good. And you think, why would you drink this? Why wouldn't you do something else? And on other trips in Southeast Asia, I've seen people trying to collect rainwater, trying to filter their water. Some of them may try to boil it. Most of them don't have something they can boil water in. The point is, they are doing all that they can. But at the end of the day, they have to drink something. And when they have no other choice, they drink dirty water. And, you know, I think beyond the questions, we need to get to answers. So my question for you would be, they're doing all they can do. Are we doing all we can do? And Tammy, I know the answer because we've seen it.
Yeah.
The answer is simple. We go in and we drill a water well.
Yes, it changes everything,
it
Randy.
Does.
If I was to ask you to think about just something as you're contemplating giving, even when I watch that piece, I think she's no different than me or than you. She's somebody's daughter. She's the mother of those children. She's fighting hard to care for them and take care of them with whatever means she has. And trust me, she doesn't have a lot. But I've also seen those mothers pray daily for God's provision, believe for God's provision, having faith for God's provision. So she's my sister in Christ. She's no different than me. She's no different than you. She just has a lot less than we have. So as you're thinking about it right now, as you're praying about it, I guess that would be my hope or my challenge for all of us is, can we do a little something?
Yeah.
I know we're all struggling in a lot of different ways, Randy, but can we set a little something aside for somebody else that's doing a lot less than we are, that's struggling a lot more than we are? That's what I'd ask you to do right now. Just take it before the Father, pray. And then if he's laying something on your heart, don't hesitate. Go to the phone, go online, and give whatever gift that God is asking you to give. And when you do, we want to send you Dr. Colbert's brand new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Just as you are blessing these families, these children, we want to bless you. When we all come together It makes such an enormous difference, and it's a big gift. I want to give them a gift, not just for a cup or two, but I want to take a whole rig into that village and drill them a well that will last for the rest of their lives and will change everything and give them a hope and give them a future. It's something you can do today, I can do today, we can do together. Let's not hesitate. Let's make the difference. Do it today.
You don't have to suffer the debilitating effects of fear, shame, and other toxic emotions that can harm your health. Introducing Dr. Don Colbert's inspiring new book, Spiritual Health Zone, a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. In its pages, you'll discover how gratitude, forgiveness, and love are keys to divine health that can restore your body, mind, and spirit. Request Spiritual Health Zone with any gift to help drill 350 water wells this year that will provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families.
Hey, Dr. Don Colbert here. Did you realize that contaminated drinking water is one of the leading causes of death and disease throughout the world? Clean drinking water is absolutely essential to good health. That's why I've joined with Life Today in helping to drill water wells throughout the world. We've been partners for years, and I encourage you to do the same. Give the gift of clean, healthy water. God bless you. Thank you.
With a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, you may also request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
What a wonderful opportunity to be able to bless others, to improve their health, and request Dr. Colbert's Spiritual Health Zone and get on your own health journey.
Yes.
We can do this, Tammy.
Yes.
I love the scripturality. Is that a word?
I think so.
The scriptural soundness of this. And it makes me feel better.
Yes. And Dr. Don, that's what you bring to all of us. You have such incredible insight, biblical insight, health. I mean, all of it. And you offer it in your book. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely.
Come back again. We have so much to talk about.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Okay,
absolutely.
It's good to have you. And it's good to have you here. We'll see you next time on Life Today.
Introducing the all-new LifeToday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs, explore impactful ministry outreaches, and discover life-changing spiritual resources, all in one place. Plus, it's easier than ever to support our mission with seamless donation options. Never miss a moment to get connected, get inspired, and get involved. Anytime, anywhere, Life Today is always on. Visit the new LifeToday.org and experience the best of life.
I used to sleep at night with a butcher knife underneath my bed.
Mary Colbert recalls the horror of living with an abusive father. Tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.